DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Lucia Walton in Bonn. Brazil's president, Dilma Rousseff, has pledged to maintain order and condemned violence and vandalism during the country's worst unrest in two decades. She made the comments during a televised address to the nation on Friday. Rousseff also held an emergency cabinet meeting to discuss how to end more than a week of protests against government corruption, poor public services, and the cost of the 2014 World Cup. She had initially praised the protesters, but came under increasing pressure to make a statement. In other news, Germany's foreign ministry has summoned the Turkish ambassador to Berlin in a row over Ankara's bid for EU membership. Earlier this week, Turkey's EU minister Agamemnon Bush accused German Chancellor Angela Merkel of using anti-government protests in Turkey in her campaign for re-election. It came after Berlin blocked a plan to resume EU-Turkey negotiations next week. In response, Turkey also summoned the German envoy to Ankara. Deutsche Welle correspondent Simon Young says strong action has been taken by both sides.
It's certainly unusual to see these two countries using the diplomatic sledgehammer of summoning each other's ambassadors. And it's not what you expect, indeed, from military allies and from two countries who see themselves as key partners in Europe. But I think Ankara is feeling the pressure of international criticism about its reactions to the street protests.
Germany's foreign ministry also stressed that Turkey's EU negotiations are being held up for technical reasons. Meanwhile, German Chancellor Angela Merkel and Russian President Vladimir Putin visited an art exhibition on Friday, despite an ongoing diplomatic clash over ownership of the works. Berlin said that their planned joint visit to the Hermitage Museum in St. Petersburg had been cancelled at the last minute. It came after reports Merkel planned to mention the seizure of German art by the Soviets during the Second World War. However, she told reporters there wasn't an issue.
I was looking forward to seeing this exhibition, so I'd say we've resolved the problem.
Germany has been seeking the return of around 600 so-called looted artworks. Russia has refused, saying the treasures were paid for with heavy loss of life among Soviet forces. Deutsche Welle's Markus Rohe has been following events in St. Petersburg.
Putin blamed it all to lack of time in Chancellor Merkel's schedule here in St. Petersburg. But Merkel told reporters that she eventually had convinced Vladimir Putin to visit the exhibition together and to open this exhibition together, that it was an important step to bring this debate about the looted art step forward.
Putin also denied the joint visit to the Hermitage Museum had been cancelled. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. The US government has filed criminal charges against former National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden. News agencies said he had admitted leaking secrets about classified US surveillance programs to the news media. An anonymous US source is also reported to have said Washington was preparing to seek Snowden's extradition from Hong Kong, where he's believed to be in hiding. The Washington Post newspaper also reported that the sealed complaint filed by prosecutors charged Snowden with espionage, theft, and conversion of government property. At least three people have died in major floods in the western Canadian city of Calgary. The authorities ordered the evacuation of the whole of the downtown area of the city on Friday. Torrential rain and floodwaters have washed away roads and bridges around the city and caused landslides elsewhere in the Alberta region. The US has left around 700 troops in Jordan following a joint training exercise. US President Barack Obama said it was done at the request of Jordan's government over fears the Syria conflict could spread onto its territory. It's estimated 500,000 Syrian refugees have fled to the neighboring state to escape the civil war. For more news and information, visit our website dw.de. Lucia Walton, Deutsche Welle News.